This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Justin from Seattle is. Justin, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Justin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Red Delicious and Granny Smith are types of what?
Apples.
Correct. What fictional character is known as the boy who wouldn't grow up?
Pinocchio.
No.
Peter Pan.
Yes. Who was recently announced as the Kraken's new head coach?
Pat.
The Altima and Armada are cars by what manufacturer?
Nissan.
Correct. The album Garage Inc. is a collection of cover songs by which rock band?
Metallica.
Yes. How many states end in the letter E?
2.
No.
3.
No.
4.
Yes. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Tom Sawyer was done by Pat.
What rude boy singer insured her legs for $1 million in 2007?
Beyonce.
No. Justin, you got 5 correct.
Right down the middle.
I don't think it's going to be good enough, Justin. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, I'm killing myself on the author, Tom Sawyer.
Do you know who it is now? Don't say it, but do you know?
If I had a minute, I could think about it.
You'll probably get it after I ask Steve the question.
Do you think Steve's going to get it?
No.
What?
No,
I have faith.
I do not think he's going to get that question.
I hope I do. I don't even know what question it is, but let me know which one it is if I get it right.
We will.
Okay.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Red Delicious and Granny Smith are types of what?
Apples.
Correct. What fictional character is known as the boy who wouldn't grow up?
If you ask my mom, that would be Steve Miggs. Is it Peter Pan?
It is.
Okay.
Who was recently announced as the Kraken's new head coach?
Disco Dan Bylsma.
Yeah. The Altima and Armada are cars by what manufacturer?
Nissan.
Correct. The album Garage Inc. is a collection of cover songs by which rock
Metallica.
Band?
Metallica.
Yes. How many states end in the letter E?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. Who wrote The Adventures of Tom Sawyer and The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
What?
There it is.
Yes.
Oh, come on. That's an easy one.
Okay. What rude boy singer insured her legs for $1 million in 2007?
Jennifer Lopez?
No.
Legs. Who's got nice legs? Tina Turner.
No. Why?
I don't know. Miley Cyrus.
No. What organ produces bile?
Your butt.
No.
I don't know.
Steve, doesn't matter because you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. And, you know, you deserve that because I did not think you were going to get Mark Twain.
Mark Twain?
Well,
you're talking about me, the most well-read member of this show?
Wow. Well, you had more years of experience reading than we had.
That's right.
Ain't that the truth?
I was there when they wrote the Bible.
Justin did not know that one. Well, it was on the tip of his tongue, mind, or something. What rude boy singer insured her legs for $1 million?
Shakira?
No. Do you guys not know the song Rude Boy?
Nope.
Wow. Clearly no, because if we did, I would have guessed
rude
it.
Rude boy.
I just no. That. Come no. here, rude boy.
Rihanna?
Oh, how did you guys get that from my singing?
Because you're great at karaoke.
Wow. Yes, it was Rihanna. Oh, yeah. Even if you don't want to admit it, everyone out there has heard this.
I have heard this, for sure.
She says rude boy 100 times.
Come here, rude boy, boy. Yeah.
There we go. Yep. I did a great job.
You did.
It felt like Rihanna was in the studio with us.
I know, with her beautiful legs.
She does have nice legs.
How much did she insure them for?
$1 million.
Oh my God.
Right? And what organ produces bile?
The liver?
Yes. There we go.
I just stole that from you. I heard you going, whoa. If I say it quicker, I win.
Well, congratulations.
The Daily Migs Show.
Where was the most insane place you had fun with your partner? Were you able to have fun or did you get busted? 206-803-ROCK. Chris in Seattle. Marymore Park.
Yeah, morning again. Migs, I got my ticket to Pearl Jam tonight, and it's still a better seat than yours.
So. Oh, let's find out. We're going to have to compare notes. Where's your ticket at?
It's in the pit.
Nice.
All right, you're probably a little bit closer than me. Dude, that's awesome, though. Congrats on getting a ticket.
Yeah. Yes, and it was free. Even better.
Holy smokes.
Who did you do Jeff Amen for the ticket? What's going on here? How'd you get it for free?
Well, I can't tell you who I got it from, but I can tell you that first time I went to the music bank, I was in 9th grade. So I met some pretty cool people when I was young.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah, some luminaries that went through that place, that's for sure. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. So to the story at hand, it was at Marymore Park, WOMAD. Remember that show, like, in 2000? 2001, and the girl I was with at the time was like, I mean, she flat out asked, like Sarah would, you know, you want to go do this? And I was like, well, yeah. And so we went behind main stage.
Behind the main stage. That's amazing.
Did anyone spot you?
No. And that was the thing. Everyone was so busy. It was just like one and done. And I was like, I can't believe this is happening, but that's one for the books. You know?
Was it at night or during the day?
It was during the day.
That's even more impressive.
I know. It's what you do when you're a dumb kid, you know, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, dude, I made out with a girl in a porta potty at a festival once.
Ew.
And looking back on it, like, that's someone in their 20s doing stupid things.
Oh, my God. I'm like, trying to spend the least amount of time in a festival porta potty.
Sometimes you just don't, you know, you got to still pass up on the opportunity. Why that was the spot, but, you know.
And make out. Like, you could just make out.
Well, there was
hopes
of more.
Oh, okay.
So we were kind of
people
joking.
Banging on the door
in the porta potty.
Gotta get out.
We were kind of joking about.
Awful.
You being Sarah and George's sexual chauffeur, but it sounds like Ricky on I-5 has had that experience.
I just drive the U-Haul. What's up, Ricky?
Morning. How y'all doing?
Excellent. Tell us about your story.
So this is probably about circa 2005, 2006. I was many, many months into my second deployment. And I had got tapped on the shoulder to run this logistics mission because I was a medic. So we ran this mission out to this big, like, base that all the logistics came into. So we were bombing around this big base, and we had this big high-back cargo Humvee. Two people were up in the front driving. We're just hanging out in the back, and this one chick was just looked over, and she was like, you know, it's been some months. She's like, you want to go? And so we just did our thing right there on top of these boxes in this cargo Humvee. It was a good time. A little hot, but we got it done.
Mission accomplished. I like this one person says, I'm one of the reasons why they stopped permitting two people into the old Bon Marché fitting rooms.
Oh boy!
Forgot about the bond.
That was a Danny story, right? Didn't you have a? You did a little dressing room activity, didn't you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not the Bon Marché. That was before his time, though. It's now Macy's.
JCPenney's.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
Literally.
Our friend Mike of the Beast, the great ukulele player that we have that joins us from time to time, he says him and the wife had fun on the big roller coaster at the Puyallup Fair, then on the big Ferris wheel.
Oh.
That sounds very dangerous.
Someone texted and said, an ex and I had fun on the great wheel in Seattle. That was pretty cool. And I agree. How are you able to accomplish that? I was going to say pull it off, but I don't think that's the right choice of words in this conversation, personally.
See, now that would be the one that I would be worried about, cameras being in your little car with you.
Oh, on like a roller coaster or on the great wheel?
And the great wheel.
The one downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah. On the pier?
Yeah. We did it in the Space Needle one time.
What?
That's right. I remember you telling us that.
Yeah, right when we first moved here, it was like
that's why they constantly do renovations now. The damage that the two of them put on the Space Needle was ridiculous.
It's actually fair. Yeah, it was good though. I mean, it was like I couldn't believe that we actually made that happen because you think that you get up there and it's like, oh, security's probably pretty. Not that that time it wasn't.
Was that her idea or your idea?
Ooh.
And don't give me that it was both of our ideas. Crap.
Yeah. I mean. I honestly think that I probably initiated it, and then she was just like, yeah, let's go. There's been many times where I'm just like, I'm thinking about the public sex, and I'll just mention it. She's like, yeah, why not?
Steve Miggs, what about you?
Not very often, honestly. With my wife and I, one time, we tried in a parking lot at a Safeway.
Oh, nice. Was it at night?
Yes, it was. And it was so terrifying, though, because it wasn't...
Not the classy Safeway.
Well, it wasn't super late at night where it wasn't busy. People are still getting their shopping done. And we're both of us finally just hit a point where we're like, this is not a good idea. We need to find a different location. Like, this Safeway is not where we want to be. Yeah. So that was one I could think of.
That's so romantic.
Well, any of these stories, none of them are going to be romantic.
No.
Unless you did it like a flower shop.
Well.
Even then, not romantic.
I don't think so.
Someone said, do you guys remember the club, the Vogue? I do remember. I don't think, Danny, you were around back in those days. On First Avenue, it was kind of like a gothy type of a club, if I remember correctly. They said they had a fetish theme night once a month. My girlfriend and I at the time, we had fun in the crowded club, and only one person realized what was going on.
Whoa. That's adventurous.
I always wonder if I'm ever going to walk like not in on someone. But like at a concert, I wonder how many people are doing it while there's like a big crowd. And having fun while they're in the big crowd.
It probably happens more often than we realize.
Right. Like, how would you handle that if you bumped into that person?
Oh. I would try not to bump into that person.
Okay. Giving him a high five. Like, you're killing it. Good job. Get out of the pit, though. It's dangerous.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We would love it if you would give us a follow on social media, Rockaholics. Our handle is @DailyMigs. And when you go there, you will see that Migs shared a photo of Tatum kicking it with a mannequin. And yes. I want to know why.
I put it on my social media pages as well, and a lot of people were like, why does your kid look so unhappy around all these mannequins, and why are you taking pictures of it? To settle the debate, she's not unhappy. She's doing her best mannequin impression.
Duh.
Thank you, Danny. I didn't think I needed to explain that to some people. Some people are like, why does Tatum look so upset? Are you forcing her to take these pictures with mannequins? I'm like, of course not. That's the last thing I want to do at a mall is run around taking pictures with mannequins. But Tatum, for some reason, is obsessed with mannequins. Mannequins that have heads.
Not the headless ones.
Not the headless ones. Weird. Not the torso-less ones as well. She's like, no, Daddy, they don't have heads. I can't take pictures with them. But for some reason, she likes to stand next to the mannequins and pose like as if she's a mannequin as well. And it started the last time we went to the mall a few weeks ago. And it continued on Saturday. And I spent the entire time while my wife was shopping for like stuff for vacation and for a wedding. We spent like a good 30 to maybe 40 minutes of us just taking pictures with every single mannequin at Nordstrom. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. In fact, like people were there at the Nordstrom bar were watching and they were just dying because she's like posing under the dress. She's posing next to them. She's holding a mannequin's hand. It was going great until then there was a moment with one of the employees.
Oh, no.
Had nothing to do with the mannequins, and the person was right. And I honestly realized, I was like, I gotta get it together. I can't forget that we're both not children. Someone has to be the adult in this situation. But Tatum put on a hat. And mind you, it's at Nordstrom in like the kind of expensive dress section. So she's running around with a hat, and the lady's like, sir, that hat's very expensive. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that. I'm like, I'm really sorry. So I took the hat off. Luckily, she didn't do any damage to the hat, but like, it could have went down that road. You just never know with a child. They find very creative ways to destruct things.
Absolutely.
I look at the price tag, and the thing was $350.
For a hat?
This hat. It didn't even have a top to the hat. It was like a visor.
What? Was it cool? Was it a cool visor? Is there such thing as a cool visor?
No, maybe it did have a top. I don't know. It was like a straw-looking hat. I don't know if you, like, I wasn't too impressed with the hat. I took a picture of the hat because I was like, what in the world? Like, why is this even a big deal? Maybe I deleted it, so I deleted the evidence. I think I did, actually. I deleted it. I don't know why. Like, it was going to be pulled aside by security, being like, your daughter touched the hat. You now owe us $350.
I think that we should get Tatum to do, like, to actually pretend to be a mannequin and then scare people.
Oh.
Yeah, because they won't be able to tell.
Well, she's really good at it.
Yeah, but she still looks like a human.
Yeah, but she meant, you know, put a hat down a little lower or something, like a bucket hat or something like that, you know.
But the whole time freeze. I was just like, this is one of the strangest things that a child could be into, is that she's obsessed with mannequins.
You didn't have a mannequin obsession when you were a child? Is this coming from your side of the family or Sid's side of the family?
It's definitely from Sid's side of the family. I think mannequins are weird, personally.
Yeah, they're kind of creepy.
Especially, I think I saw a movie one time about like how the mannequins come to life and take over the world.
Remember the one from the 80s, though? The one where the woman came to life, a mannequin came to life, and the guy started dating her? That
yes.
was a strange con. The 80s were very weird with some of the plots to their movies.
And we're certain that Tatum's not watching these movies yet.
And also, what is up with the mannequins that have nipples?
I don't know.
Have you seen those?
Very realistic looking.
Like, I don't know how detailed they are because they have tops on, and I think I'd be escorted out of a mall if I lifted the top to see what was actually going on underneath the shirt. But I'm like, do we need to know how a top will look if your turkeys are done? Is that important for a purchase? I don't know, ladies.
Yes, you got to know if you can go braless or not with it.
Well, clearly these mannequins are showing that you can't. Unless you'd like to show off what how cold it is outside.
Some people do.
Oh, my God. Well, based on the fact that Tatum is a mannequin connoisseur, what odd thing were you into as a kid, or what odd thing is your kid into?
The Daily Migs Show.
What odd thing were you into as a kid, or what odd thing is your kid into? 206-803-ROCK.
Some of the text messages are coming in. One person says, it's the weird thing. The adults on YouTube that play with Paw Patrol toys. My kid loves those videos. I can't stand them. I would like to start a Facebook group of parents that cannot stand those videos because that's all we watch in our house.
There's one, not Paw Patrol.
Within reason. I'm saying, like, we watch about 30 minutes a day maybe of those. And it's still 30 minutes too much.
But there's also a series of YouTube videos of these brooder toys. And they're very expensive, I know, because I've bought at least 3 for Barrett. But they have these YouTube videos of grown-ups playing with them. And you can tell it's like a adult's hands. I'm like, where can we have the kids playing with the toys? I don't know.
Well, maybe it's easier to direct an adult to do these videos than like have a kid try. And like, I jokingly thought about like, oh, we should do a fun YouTube video with like Tatum, and maybe we'll get like a bunch of subscribers. I wouldn't really do that because that requires effort. but also because I just instantly thought about trying to direct Tatum to do something like that would just be a headache in itself. It would take hours, and it wouldn't be worth the frustration. So why not just get an adult to do it?
I guess that's a very solid point.
Somebody said collecting rocks. As a kid, I liked to collect any kind of rocks, any and all rocks. My dad, he humored me, and he put a little basket in our shed, and there was a ton of rocks in there, and they were there for years. I finally asked my dad when I grew up, why did he let me do that? And he said, it kept you occupied.
We sometimes do that down at the beach. I'll be like, hey, go find a green rock.
I do kind of assess situations like, will this hurt her? Does this put her in any harm's way? No. Yeah, go ahead and do that. If it means that you're going to be able to do something for like a half hour where I don't have to worry about you, go ahead, knock yourself out, collect some rocks.
The one thing that Barrett was really into that was kind of weird for a while was the Wendy Williams show. Do you remember? Because I would watch the morning news, and then immediately after the news, when it ended at 10, Wendy would come on, and he would freak out. He
what
would
was it
so
about
excited.
Wendy Williams?
No idea.
There's some weird kid logic.
Yeah, he couldn't even really make full words yet, but he could make sounds. So he would go, Dee, Dee.
For Wendy?
That was him saying Wendy. Dee. I'm like, okay. And we would really only watch the intro and her like little opening monologue, obsessed.
Do you ever think of videoing it and like sending it to them?
I think I do have a video of it.
I mean, I would imagine, I don't even know if the show's still going on. I know she's had some problems.
She had to cancel, or I think they have a new host now for the show. It's like, I think it's Sherry Shepherd or something.
Is it still called the Wendy Williams Show with Sherry Shepherd?
Because that'd be hilarious. She was filling in that like kind of placeholding for a while, and then it became very clear that Wendy was not going to get back to it. And Barrett has been devastated ever since. I think he's over it.
I was going to say, does he even remember now?
No, he does not remember.
Did Lily do anything weird?
I mean, she's just a weird kid in general, but no, nothing. I mean, nothing outside of the. When I was a kid, though, I was like weirdly obsessed with ghosts and cemeteries, and like I used to write. I think my first story that I ever wrote was in fourth grade, so about 8-9 years old, and I wrote a 10-page haunted story about how everyone was haunted in the school, and I used to make up stories about how like the school was built over like a burial ground and scare kids with it. I was so obsessed with ghosts.
Are you talking about the guy that is obsessed with Halloween now in the present day?
I can't give him a hard time because my only story I could think of as a kid, I was weirdly obsessed with professional wrestling and that never stopped.
Yeah. It just keeps going. Stopped.
I mean, I was very obsessed. I was like drawing my own characters in like an art, like a little sketchbook. I had a ton of different characters I would draw. I'd make my own championship belts out of like tin foil or like those like cookie sheets, like the disposable ones, like the aluminum looking things, like the silver ones.
Yeah.
I was doing that until I started cutting like my hand with them because they were sharp.
No.
I wasn't doing a very good job of dulling them down, so then parents put the kibosh on that.
To both of you, never grow up.
Yeah. Well, what about you? What was the weird thing that you did when you were growing up, besides listening to Rush?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I was also, kind of just a weird kid in general. My parents always gave me full control over what I wanted to do with my hair, and I would get perms, and they were awful. Like, I looked like a poodle. And I'm like, why were my parents not being like, hey, let's try a different look?
How old were you when this was going on?
Oh, probably like third grade, fourth grade. But just puffy, huge, unkempt chaos.
Was there a certain celebrity that you were trying to look like?
I mean, perms were cool in the 90s.
Were they?
I mean, me and Billy Ray Cyrus, we had them.
He also had a mullet.
Yeah, so I was a weird mullet girl.
Can you get a perm this year?
Oh my god!
Just bring it back.
Can you even go? Do people still get perms?
Oh, of course they do.
Do they?
I feel like especially like they're like popular teenage boys now. Have you seen that? Like how they do the curly hair on top and then like the shaved. A lot of them are doing it perm style.
Are you serious?
Like Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, I believe so.
I did not know that.
Now I feel like a trendsetter.
See, we'll bring it back.
Well, there's one text that says, my oldest son is autistic, so he has hyperfixations. One of those hyperfixations is the intro to 20th Century Fox. Not just the intro, but the people doing the bloopers of the intro as well. So he'd gather things around the house. He sets up his own 20th Century Fox, pretending that he's doing like the music and the talking and all that kind of stuff. And this has been sticking around for so many years to the point where he actually had the dad 3D printed him a gigantic 20th Century box and got him a spotlight for his head. That way he could reenact his favorite openings.
Okay, I love that.
That rocks.
That totally rocks.
And the dad's awesome for creating something like that for him.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.